from Galaxy Comics, Games, and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In central Wisconsin weather, it's 42 degrees outside. Of the top five teams, the point values from our 45 and question one of our 47 for after trivia focus.
I would seduce them with a fantastic sense of wit.
What would your pickup line be?
Hey, I bet you've never smelled this bad before.
What did your fiance think of that?
She is probably on her way out right now.
Summarize this year's contest in three words.
Extremely cold snow.
Has the weather affected your performance?
It was a little difficult during the second trivia stone included, I will admit. Couldn't see stuff.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's all, folks.
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole world?
WWSP 90 FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Kaylee. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 46 is Four Headless Emu Sporting Solid Soiled Pants. Once again, the winner is Four Headless Emu Sporting Soiled Pants. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the New Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. On to the team standings as of hour 45. In fifth place with 6,325 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 6,855 points is Tin Man. In third place with 7,405 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 8,200 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. And in first place with 8,745 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. On to the point values for hour 45. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 40 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 95 points. Once again, the point values in hour 45. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 40 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 95 points. On to question number one of hour 47. We all love to dance, right? While you were thinking about the twist, the stomp, and the mashed potatoes, we were thinking about the pony, the watusi, the jerk, and the alligator. 1, 2, 3, call in and give us the nickname and the first and last name of the artist who had a top 10 hit, which included those dances in the lyrics. Once again, question one of hour 47. We all love to dance, right? While you were thinking about the twist, the stomp, and the mashed potatoes, we were thinking about the pony, the watusi, the jerk, and the alligator. 1, 2, 3, call in and give us the nickname and the first and last name of the artist who had top 10 hit, which included those dances in the lyrics. Good luck.
Country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can, they were put there by a man. If I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day. Sun-soaking bulges in the shade. Move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Took a little nap with a little salt twist. Squished your rotten peach in my fist. And dreamed about you, a woman. I poked my finger down inside. Make a little room for a man to hide. Nature's candy in my hand on can or pie.
Your hour 47 question one is, we all love to dance, right? While you were thinking about the twist, the stomp, and the mashed potatoes, you were thinking about the pony, the watusi, the jerk, and the alligator. 1, 2, 3, call in and give us the nickname of the first, the nickname and first and last name of the artist who had a top 10 hit, which included those dances in all, those dances in the lyrics. Thank you for coming. Your Hour 47 question one was... Oh, phone's down in the back. Phone's down in the back. Your Hour 47 question one was, we all love to dance, right? Well, you were thinking about the Twist, the Stomp, and the Mashed Potatoes. We were thinking about the Pony, the Watusi, the Jerk, and the Alligator. One, two, three. Call and give us the nickname of the first and last name of the artist. Get a top 10 hit, included those dances in the lyrics. Your answer for Hour 47 question one was... Wicked Wilson Pickett. So, your Hour 47 question one answer is Wicked Wilson Pickett. Your Hour 47 question two is, suppose you were even a 52 package and noticed two uniformed individuals riding in Girling Motor Fashioning Company demonstration car number one. This brand of treat has an object in the name of... An object in the name in place of an apostrophe. What is that object? To repeat, suppose you were eating a tasty treat, looking at the front of the package and noticed two uniformed individuals riding in Girling Motor Manufacturing Company demonstration car number one. This brand of treat has an object in the name of the place, in the name in the place of an apostrophe. What is that object? Hour 47, question two is, suppose you were eating a tasty treat, looking at the front of the package and noticed two uniformed individuals riding in Girling Motor Manufacturing Company demonstration car number one. This brand of treat has an object in the name in place of an apostrophe. What is that object?
Okay, before you get carried away, let's read it again. Very... Congenially for people, and while we're wasting time, it'll add more time to the question. Okay, and this ends at the end of this next song. Okay, go ahead and read it again.
All right. Suppose you were eating a tasty treat, looking at the front of the package and noticed two uniformed individuals riding in Girling Motor Manufacturing Company demonstration car number one. This brand of treat has an object in the name in place of an apostrophe. What is that object?
Okay, that's pretty straightforward, I would say. Wouldn't you think?
I would think so.
Okay, well, I got it, too. Okay, all right, with that, go ahead and play the next song.
All right.
your diamond, and you've got your pretty coat, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Hour 47, question two was, suppose you were eating a tasty treat, looking at the front of the package and noticed two uniformed individuals riding a Girling Motor Manufacturing Company demonstration car number one. This brand of treat has an object in the name in place of an apostrophe. What is that object? The answer is Leaf. The answer for hour 47, question two is Leaf. Now, this is the Trivia Stone Group A clue number 11. Please listen closely. You must bring the original copy of the new Trivia Times when you go to the Trivia Stone pickup locations. This is Trivia Stone Group A clue number 11. From where you are now, go past the windmill as well. The dog, the lion, the face, and the window planters and the purple doors. Now turn left. Go past the Gargoyles and the successful alternative rock band, which was formed in Madison. Now turn left. Go past the hit comedy series and the colorful trio of chairs. Now turn right. Go past the tulips, the hat, and Frank. Continue on to pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. I'll repeat that now. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 11. From where you are now, go past the windmill and, well, the dog, the lion, the face, the window planters, and the purple doors. Now turn left. Go past the Gargoyles and the successful alternative rock band, which was formed in Madison. Now turn left. Go past the hit comedy series and the colorful trio of chairs. Now turn right. Go past the tulips, the hat, and Frank. Continue on to pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. You have 45 minutes from now to pick up your third Trivia Stone stamp. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path, the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Galaxy Comics, Games, and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Hoffman's, Hobbies, Sports, season to season, year to year, when it comes to sports, you'll find it here. And Tops in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Clover Road, Clover. Now, your hour 47, question 3. The extraterrestrial hippies who work at the fictional Omnilink company claim that they are from what planet? To repeat, your hour 47, question 3 is, the extraterrestrial hippies who work at the fictional Omnilink company claim they are from what planet? Hour 47, question 3 is, the extraterrestrial hippies who work at the fictional Omnilink company claim they are from what planet? Hour 47, question 3 was, The extraterrestrial hippies who work at the fictional Omnilink company claim they are from what planet? The answer was patchouli. To repeat, the answer for Hour 47 Question 3 was patchouli. Your Hour 47 Question 4 is, although he is from Minnesota, a fictional office worker has a Jamaican accent. Being a lover of coffee, he appreciates a good cup and isn't afraid to compliment the maker. After tasting some recently brewed coffee, he compliments the brewmaster, "Wicked coffee, Mr. Jim." What is the first name of this Minnesotan? To repeat, Hour 47 Question 4 is, although he is from Minnesota, a fictional office worker has a Jamaican accent. Being a lover of coffee, he appreciates a good cup and isn't afraid to compliment the maker. After tasting some recently brewed coffee, he compliments the brewmaster, "Wicked coffee, Mr. Jim." What is the first name of this Minnesotan? Although he is from, Hour 47, Question 4. Although he is from Minnesota, has a Jamaican accent, being a lover of coffee, he appreciates a good cup and isn't afraid to compliment the maker. After tasting some recently brewed coffee, he compliments the brewmaster, "Wicked coffee, Mr. Jim." What is the name of this Minnesotan?
Cobra. you know you're gonna shut them down. When the flag went down, you could hear a burn. The stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big ship and I got to the high. And when I flew by the stingray, I waved bye-bye.
Spring the cobra, get ready to strike. Spring the cobra with all your might. Spring the cobra, getting ready to strike. Hey, little cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Around before I turned and I sped away, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The stingrays and jacks were so far behind. I took my cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line.
Spring, little cobra, getting ready to strike. Spring, little cobra, with all your might. Spring, little cobra, getting ready to strike.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Rosie is from Minnesota, a fictional office worker, has a Jamaican accent. Being a lover of coffee, she appreciates a good cup and isn't afraid to compliment the maker. After tasting some recently brewed coffee, he compliments the brewmaster. Wicked coffee, Mr. Jim. What is the name of this Minnesotan? The answer is Dave. To repeat, the answer is Dave. Now it is time for music question number three. Music question number three is snippet of eight songs. You should use form number three included in the new Trivia Times to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of these songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned into the 90FM studios between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. Sunday. The song titles will be listed on the air at 8:15 p.m. Sunday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Cheryl Tire and Service, online at CherylTire.com, and Point Forward Physical Therapy Limited, moving you in the right direction, located at 3217 John Jonas Drive, Suite D, Stevens Point, 715-254-3978. Here now is the trivia music question number three. Hour 47, question five. What is the name of the fictional character who claimed that he was cute because, on his planet, they had discovered Q-tonium? Hour 47, question 5. What is the name of the character, of the fictional character, who claimed that he was cute because, on his planet, they had discovered Q-tonium?
Going.
Hour 47, question 5. What is the name of the fictional character who claimed that he was cute because on his planet they had discovered plutonium?
Darling, you sent me. Honest you do, honest you do. Whoa, you thrill me. I know you, you thrill me. Darling, you, you thrill me. Honest you do. At first I thought it was infatuation. But ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa. Take you home.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Hour 47, question 5. What is the name of the fictional character who claimed that he was cute because on his planet they had discovered plutonium? Your answer is Meep. To repeat, your answer is Meep.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available. Health.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, Trivia teams, and the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Hour 47, question 6. Schools are known for various strengths. For example, UWSP is known for its Department of Natural Resources. One fictional school is known as the school where screams come true. What is the name of that school? Hour 47, question 6. Schools are known for various strengths. For example, UWSP is known for its Department of Natural Resources. One fictional school is known as the school where screams come true.
Bye.
Hour 46, question 6. Schools are known for various strengths. For example, UWSC is known for its Department of Natural Resources. One fictional school is known as the school where screams come true. What is the name of that school? Hour 47 questions. Oh, phone's down in the back. Phone's down in the back. Hour 47, question 6. Schools are known for various strengths. For example, UWSP is known for its Department of Natural Resources. One fictional school is known as the school where screams come true. What is the name of that school? Monster High. To repeat your answer for that one is Monster High. Hour 47, question 7. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to page number 28. The gentleman in the picture set the NFL record for career touchdown receptions at 99. After the record was set, it was 44 years before the record would be broken. What is the first and last name of the first person to break this long-standing record? Hour 47, question 7. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to page... Turn to picture number 28. The gentleman in the picture set the NFL record for career touchdown receptions at 99. After the record was set, it was 44 years before the record would be broken. What is the first and last name of the person to break this long-standing record?
I'm ready to give as well as take. One thing I need is your respect. One thing I can't take is your neglect. More than anything, I need your love. Then troubles are easy to rise above. I'm nothing in your eyes. It makes me feel like giving up, because my best just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you, do all the things that you want me to.
Hour 47, question 7. Get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 28. The gentleman in the picture set the NFL record for career touchdown receptions at 99. After the record was set, it was 44 years before the record would be broken. What is the first and last name of the first person to break this long-standing record?
Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can. Gonna cruise her around the town. Show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Hoping the music never ends. Gray sky, hello blue. You can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Hello sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on my chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all night.
Hour 47, question 7, phones down in the back. Get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 28. The gentleman in the picture set the NFL record for career touchdown receptions at 99. After the record was set, it was 44 years before the record would be broken. What is the first and last name of the person to break this long-standing record? The answer is Steve Largent. The answer is Steve Largent. All right, well, we're going to play the music snippet question again, so listen closely. Our 47 question 8 is, a comedy skit included on a television variety show was the basis for a 15-minute comedy series about the challenges of a married couple who happened to be married in real life. The fact that they were married in real was noted at the end of each episode. What are the last names of the husband and wife team who starred in this 15-minute comedy series? Remember, we want their performing names. Hour 47, question 8. A comedy skit included on a television variety show was the basis for a 15-minute comedy series about the challenges of a married couple who happened to be married in real life. The fact that they were married in real was noted at the end of each episode. What are the last names of the husband and wife team who starred in this 15-minute comedy series? Remember, we want their performing names. Hour 47, question 8. A comedy skit included on a television variety show was the basis for a 15-minute comedy series about the challenges of a married couple who happened to be married in real life. The fact that they were married in real was noted at the end of each episode. What are the last names of the husband and wife team who starred in this 15-minute comedy series? Remember, we want their performing names.